ensemble to perform is a Garcia Middle School Symphonic Band from Brownsville, Texas, directed by Kevin Garcia. The performance selections include Rough Riders March by Carl L. King and James Swearingen, Appalachian Morning by Robert Sheldon, and Moscow 1941 by Brian Balages.
Good evening. This is Neil Nelson, retired band director from Sherryland. Looking forward to hearing your group today. I hope my comments help in your preparation for UIL next week. I hope you guys have a wonderful performance. Nice shaping. Watch that ledge right there and tone. Think you could do a little more with the dynamics in that first strain, you know, just to experiment. The kids are playing it well. I think I would let the low brass shine a little more here and back off that D, da, 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 that little da, 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 the little arpeggiated figure. I would back that down and let the low brass have to do their thing there. And here, you might try making this a lot smoother. Dee-da-dee-da-da-da-dee-dee-da-da-dee-da, and then shape it. Walk that low bass line down. Watch your pitch. Ba ba bee da da. I like a little bit more of that counter line. That's just me. I always like to bring my low brass out in that last strain. Tone, yeah, back at the beginning, I like the way you started it, and then I just would like to have more of that low brass lead, and then bring those upbeats down a little bit, and I like what you did with the shaping, and I'd like and as a trio, I just think that could be smoother and more connected. And then back to the, you know, the dogfight section of the march, and then go back to the original style. I think that could be a lot smoother there. Not necessarily legato, but a more connected style. Okay, here we go. Next tune. Except for that first pitch. Thank you. I really like what you're doing. I think it'd be really cool if you get those bottom parts to shape the way the melodic lines are going. And I don't know if you're using this for contest, but boy, there's lots of places where you need to erase. Oh. I think this is hot. I think you need to come down, especially in the flutes. And if we could taper that there. Oh. Yeah, and go ahead and bring that horn line out right there at 31, 32. That concert F's pretty hot. We need the rest of the voices down below. Too much flutes. Yeah, I just think that when up and red, those flute lines are just, they're booming out. Want more of the horn line through there than flute. Yeah, your attacks just aren't quite together. Let's do a better job. Breathe, watch the stick. Yeah, I might play a little bit with how you conduct that retard so they, you know, where are you going to pull back? That's just, there's lots of really nice stuff going on, and the kids seem to be following pretty well. I think we could probably make that just a little bit clearer. I like the way the balance is really nice. I like the way you're interplaying the parts. Some of those horn lines for me need to come out just a little bit more. And there's some spots where I'd, you know, some rubato, et cetera, would really, really be nice because I think the kids are musical enough to do it. I think I said this before, but I'll say it again. When you go through the scores, make sure that all of the extraneous markings are erased. And this is just, I don't know how mature your kids are. I kind of hear those releases tapered. More of that second clarinet line on the one, dee da dee da da, and then it's got a build on the half notes underneath it. Yeah, they're just not real sure of the transitions in the tempos. How are you going to conduct 2 and 3 and 4 and 1? I think the transitions need a little work. So just everybody's communicating with each other. Same thing here. We need to hear that other voice, baritone tuba, out of that dee da 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 dee da 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 da. So you hear those eighth notes all the way through. I would use a little lighter tongue here, more do syllable. Yeah, horns go. Good sounds here. Watch your pitch. Watch your pitch. More inner parts, less trumpet. Okay, I need to hear that fourth in the low brass. Or fifth, excuse me. Come on, seconds. I need more of those half notes going D, D, D. The repetition of D, da, da, da needs to come down. Those other voices need to come out. That bum, 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 that's like priority two. I think you can start that softer here. Make sure, Saxes, that you're playing the same length that you played, that the trumpets played. Da, that note needs to be longer. Go low brass. More rip horns. Yeah, get after it, horns. Trumpets, be ready to play on those first two notes. D, D. Keep that energy going. Drive this note, drive it, and down. Yeah, that's right. D, 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 D. Drive all the way through those. D, 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 D. Excellent job tonight. I enjoyed your performance. All the stuff that I'm talking about just needs to be, it's musical things for me. Everything's there. Everything is going well. I just would like for you to continue to explore all the musicality things that could happen. And I know you can do that. So just continue to explore, continue working on your details, and good luck. I enjoyed your performance today. Congratulations.